Blessed Sabbath, everyone, and those that are listening on the phone, we would like to say Blessed Sabbath as well. We have come to the beginning of our Sabbath school lesson for the children, number 33, on this day, July 20, 2013. At this moment, we will have our family to sing the opening song. It's called, We Love the Sabbath Lord. We love the Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may this earth we peace afford, and deeper faith instill. Thy angels stand for joy. Creation were to see. We to this day will raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Pray for thy wondrous love that fills this sacred day. As thine that all may understand, we owe that Sabbath way. Ooh, 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 ooh. O great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew us and inspire our hearts, that we may see thy face. And with the rival throne, upon Mount Zion be, and joyful sing our Sabbath song, through all eternity. Praise the Lord. At this moment, we will have opening prayer to begin our lesson. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, may you please come up to the mic.
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for this wonderful day. I thank you for all you give us. I thank you for this wonderful chat room and just thank you for all my family, T. Rosie and Joshua and T. Grace and T. Grace's little baby. And I thank you for this one for that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The scripture that will begin our study is taken from James 5:11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Jacob. I have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. This week, boys and girls, we have come to the end of our study on the privilege of prayer, part 3. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you please come up to the mic.
John 16:26-27. At the day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself love you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out of God. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lived to make intercession for them. Psalm 107:8. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Deuteronomy 12:7. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hands unto, ye and your household wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. Psalm 15:23. Whoso offered praise glorified me, and to him that ordered his conversation aright will I show thee the salvation of God. Isaiah 51:3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her waste place, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like Eden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and voice of melody. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We will be reading in Steps of Christ, chapter 11, pages 99 to 104. If anyone of the little ones or the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Keep your wants and joy, your sorrow, your cares, and your fears before God. You cannot burn him and cannot weary him. He whose number and hairs on your head is not indifferent to the wants of his children. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. James 5:11. His heart of the Lord is touched by your sorrow. His heart of love is touched by your sorrow. And even by the utterance of them, takes to him everything that corrects the mind, nothing to take great of him to bear, for he holds up words and rules over the affairs of the universe. Nothing that is way concerns the peace too small of him to notice.
Steps of Christ, page 99. There is no chapter in our experience too dark for him to read. There is no perplexity too difficult for him to unravel. No calamity can befall the least of his children. No anxiety harass the soul. No joy cheer. No sincere prayer escape the lips of which our Heavenly Father is unobservant, or in which he takes no immediate interest. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. The relations between God and each soul are as distinct and full as though there were not another soul upon the earth to share his watch care, not another soul for whom he gave his beloved son.
Steps of Christ, page 100. Jesus said, ye shall ask in my name, and I said not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you. I have chosen you that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 16:26-16. But to pray in the name of Jesus is something more than a mere mention of that name at the beginning, the and the evening, ending of a prayer. It is to pray in the mind and spirit of Jesus. While we believe his promises, really rely open upon his grace and work his work.
Amen. Steps of Christ page 100, paragraph 2.
Praise the Lord. Very good, boys and girls. Now we have a question. What things we should keep before God in our prayers, and how special is our relationship between God and each one of us individually? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is our wants, joys, sorrows, cares, and fears, and our relationship is unique and wonderful, as if though there were not another soul upon the earth to share his watch care, not another soul for whom he gave his beloved son.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a scripture song. If anyone of the dear family remember this Isaiah 41:10, would you like to come up to the mic and share the scripture song with us?
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10.
Praise the Lord. So remember, little ones, if you're going through any type of fear or cares in this world, you could go to your Heavenly Father, and He will help you in all your troubles. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, please, Fabula.
God does not mean that any of us should become hermits or monks and retire from the world in order to devote ourselves to acts of worship. The life must be like Christ's life, between the mountain and the multitude. He who does nothing but pray will soon cease to pray, or his prayers will become a formal routine. When men take themselves out of social life, away from the sphere of Christian duty and cross-bearing, when they cease to work earnestly for the Master, who worked earnestly for them, they lose the subject matter of prayer and have no incentive or devotion. Their prayers become personal and selfish. They cannot pray in regard to the wants of humanity or the upbuilding of Christ's kingdom, pleading for strength wherewith to work.
Steps to Christ, page 101. We sustain a loss when we neglect the privilege of associating together to strengthen and encourage one another in the service of God. The truths of His Word lose their vividness and importance in our minds. Our hearts cease to be enlightened and aroused by their sanctifying influence, and we decline in spirituality. In our association as Christians, we lose much by lack of sympathy with one another. He who shuts himself up to himself is not fulfilling It is not filling the position that God designed he should. The proper cultivation of the social elements in our nature brings us into sympathy with others and is a means of development and strength to us in the service of God.
Steps to Christ, page 101. As Christians, we associate together. Speaking
to each other
of the love of God
and of the precious truth
of redemption,
their own heart will be afresh, and they would afresh
one another.
We may be
daily learning
more of our Heavenly Father.
Gaining a fresh
experience of His grace.
Then we shall desire to speak of his love.
And as we do this, our hearts
will be warmed.
And encouraged.
If we thought and talk
more of Jesus,
and less of self, we should
have far more in His presence. That's because page 101. Amen.
Just as you are also doing. 1 Thessalonians and verse 11.
Encourage one another. Build each other up. Look for the good in others.
Lord. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph, please double up.
If we would but think of God as often as we have evidence of His care for us, we should keep Him in our thoughts and should delight to talk of him and to praise him. We talk of temple things because we have an interest in them. We talk of your friends, of our friends, because we love them or joys and are sorry and are bound up with them, yet we have infinity greater some on to love God than to love our earthly friends. It should be the most natural thing in the world to make him first in all our things, to talk of him, goodness, and tell of him his power.
Sets the Christ, page 102. The rich gifts he has bestowed upon us were not intended to absorb our thoughts and love so much that we should have nothing to give it to God. They are constantly to remind us of him and to bind us in bonds of love and gratitude to our heavenly benefactor. We dwell too near the lowlands of earth. Let us raise our eyes to the open door of the sanctuary above. Where the light of the glory of God shines in the face of Christ, who is able to will also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Hebrews 7:25.
Boys and girls, we have another question. What will happen when we cease to work earnestly for the Master, and if we neglect the privilege of associating together to strengthen and encourage one another in the service of God? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
We will stop praying. We will lose a desire to pray one another in our hearts, going straight to God. Our prayers will become personal and selfish. And the truth of his word cease to refresh our souls or fur
of their
importance in our
minds.
Amen.
It is more blessed to give than to receive, Jesus. Steps to Christ, page 102.
Steps to Christ, we need to please God, praise God more for his goodness, and for his, for works to the children of men. Psalms 107-8. Our devotional exercises should not consist wholly in asking and receiving. Let us not be always thinking of others, our wants and needs, never of the visits we receive, we do not pray any too much, but we are too sparing of giving thanks. We are the constant recipient of God's mercies, and yet how little gratitude we express, how little we praise Him for what He has done for us.
Amen. Steps of Christ, page 102, paragraph 2.
Anciently
the Lord
made
Israel.
When they met
together
for his service.
They shall eat
before the Lord
your God.
And ye shall rejoice
in all that ye put
your hand unto
ye
and your household,
and your household
wherein
the Lord
thy God hath blessed thee. Deuteronomy 12:7.
That which is done
for the glory of God
should be done
with cheerfulness,
with songs of praise,
and thanksgiving,
not with sadness,
and gloom.
Praise the Lord. Good job, little one. And remember, whatever you do with all your might. Of everything that you do, you're doing it for the sake of your Heavenly Father. We have the last question of the study, boys and girls. Should the things done for the glory of God be done with sadness and gloom? And how does the Lord desire His children to respond to service for Him? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
No, it should be done with cheerfulness, with songs of praise and thanksgiving, and to take comfort in His service to find more pleasure than hardship in His work.
Steps of Christ, page 103. Our God is a tender, merciful Father. His service should not be looked upon as a heart-saddening, distressing exercise. It should be a pleasure to worship the Lord and to take part in His work. God would not have His children for whom so great salvation has been provided as if He were a hard, exacting taskmaster. He is their best friend, and when they worship Him, He expects to be with them, to bless and comfort them, filling their hearts with joy and love. The Lord desires His children to take comfort in His service and to find more pleasure than hardship in His work. He desires that those who come to worship Him shall carry away with them precious thoughts of His care and love, that they may be cheered in all the employments of daily life, that they may have grace to deal honestly and faithfully in all things.
We must gather about the cross, Christ, and Him
crucified.
Crucified should be the then
theme
of completed.
No, contemplation.
Contemplation of.
Conversation
and of most joyful
emotion
we should keep in our thoughts every blessing we recycle.
No.
See from God. And when we realize His great love, we should be willing to trust everything to the heart and that was nailed into the cross. Lord.
Steps to Christ, page 104. The soul may ascend nearer heaven on the wings of praise. God is worshipped with song and music in the courts above, and as we express our gratitude, we are approximating to the worship of the heavenly hosts. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. Psalm 50, verse 23. Let us with reverent joy come before our Creator with thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Isaiah 51, verse 3.
Well done, dear family and little ones. Praise the Lord for hearing your beautiful voices today. Next week, we will begin a new chapter entitled, What to Do with Doubt, Part 1. Now we will ask for closing prayer, requesting any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, that would like to have closing prayer, please come up to the mic.
Our Father God, please make us thankful and make us have a blessed time. Please make us have a blessed time for the rest of the day. Lord, please thank you for everybody who came on the study, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
For next Sabbath, boys and girls, we will have chapter 12. Remember the title, What to Do with the Doubt, Part 1. Remember that the goodness of the Lord brings convergence. So everything that you do, little ones, mommies and daddies, it will make other people glorify the Father. So be kind to one another. Love one another, as the Savior has said. God bless everyone. And for those on the phone, we hope and pray that you had a blessing during the meeting as well, with all the readings with the little ones, and hoping one day we will get to meet you all in the near future. We have activities that have been prepared for the children. We hope and pray that they will bless as well and will be familiar with all the words and all the statements that was done. Mommies and daddies, we have our work to be able to let the children understand the things of God in a simple way. God bless everyone, and we'd like to thank all the dear brothers and sisters that took part as well in preparing this beautiful study for the children. God bless everyone. Have a blessed Saturday.